Here's a fact. North Dakotans have always believed in each other, in coming together and helping each other out, doing not what's easy, but what's needed. It's time to see again what we're made of. We can mask up and follow the guidelines. Give a little space so we can move forward for the lives we want to live, for each other. Stop the spread. Brought to you by the North Dakota Department of Health.
He's the home inspector and he's got advice to fix up your home. Oh, gee, that's nice. So you don't have to feel like you're on your own. Just listen and learn and then pick up the phone.
790 AM, 94.1 FM, KFJO.com, the KFJO mobile app. Follow 790 KFJO on Twitter. Like the KFJO Morning Crew on Facebook.
And the advice is free. If you have any questions whatsoever about your house, you're having any issues, now is the time to get them answered. Lars Knobloch with Nordic Companies, Inc. is joining us now on the KFJO Morning Crew. Good morning to you, Lars.
Lars, you had a great topic that we've discussed a little bit about foundations. One time we were talking about the I-beam support in the basement, and you mentioned, you know, you don't just go ahead and start putting the I-beams in. Let's go back to the foundations, and let's talk about some of those foundation problems, because quite frankly, we live in the bottom of Lake Agassiz, and foundation issues are pretty common around here, aren't they?
Yes, this is a really good topic I'm excited to talk about, because the main culprit for most foundation failures is neglection from the homeowner itself when it comes to moving water away from the house. We see probably 9 out of 10 houses that we inspect that the home has a negative grade, which means that the home's yard and landscaping slopes back towards the foundation, and it creates a direct path of water to flow towards the house. And we have like 90% clay in our soil. And when soil is wet, it expands. And it's like holding the water and it starts expanding and it starts pushing on the foundation wall. But the problem is that almost everybody associates having negative grade around their house with having water in their basement. So if they don't have water in their basement, they don't really see any reason to fix their grade, because, you know, out of sight, out of mind. If you have water coming back towards your foundation and it ends up in your basement, that's an instant problem you have to take care of. If you are developing a foundation problem from having negative grade, you're not going to see it right away. It's a slow process. So generally, people just don't take care of their drainage around the house. And in fact, I would say we see foundation failure more common than water in the basement as a result of having negative grade. And it's a shame, because it's so easy to fix negative grade. All you need to do is bring in some black dirt, usually, and, you know, pile it up against the foundation and make sure your patio and your driveway is sloping away from the house. Have long sunspot extensions away from your foundation as well. And as a rule of thumb, it's recommended to have 1 inch of slope per foot for 5 feet.
And such a, like you said, such a simple fix, but such a costly error if you let this slide, if you've got to deal with a cracked foundation or a foundation that's given way.
Yeah, I mean, we have thousands and thousands and thousands of homes with foundation failure, and a lot of times you don't see it because the foundation is you can't see the foundation from the inside. It's all finished. So it's really silly. People need to start understanding the importance of having good drainage. And even though if you don't have water in your basement as a result of that, you will likely get a foundation problem.
Our Laney's studio line is open. It's 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. You can text in to 35270. Lars, if somebody wants to have you check their grade, can that be done in the winter time? Actually, we haven't had that much snow. So your thoughts, is that something that you could check out this winter, Lars?
The way things are right now, we are able to identify poor drainage around houses still, but I have a feeling it's not going to last for long. So at this point, you know, I would just wait until the snow is gone and take a look around your house, get down on your knees, kind of look down the wall of the foundation, see if the soil and the landscaping appears to be sloping back towards the foundation. I bet it is, because most houses, that's the case. But if you want someone to come look at it or assess the foundation, we can always do that as well. We are really experienced with that and can inspect and identify problems, even though if the basement is completely finished, by doing some exterior measurements as well.
Lars Knobloch is a home inspector with Nordic Companies, Inc. If you have any questions about your house, you can call him right now on the KFGO Laney studio line, 237-5948. 1-800-880-5346, or text in your questions to 35270. Lars, somebody wants to know, what causes ceiling cracks and how do you know when to be concerned?
Ooh, that's a good one. So ceiling crack could happen just from normal shifting, changes in temperature, humidity. It could even be caused by, you know, poor workmanship, that you get a crack in the along the tape seam. But one common thing that we see is that heaving of the basement floor can cause movement in the ceiling. And when I say heaving of the basement floor, it goes back towards the clay and the negative grade again. Because if you have poor drainage on the foundation, one thing that could happen is that all that water might end up underneath your basement floor. And there you also have clay that would start swelling and it could lift up your basement floor. If you have then you maybe have a staircase sitting on top of that floor, and then the staircase gets pushed up and the interior walls get pushed up and they end up pushing on the ceiling and you could get some cracks from that. So it's tough to say exactly what's causing the crack and from this listener without seeing it, but those are two common scenarios that we see.
Keeping you busy this morning, our Laney studio line is open at 237-5948. Our text club is popping in. Here's another text message into 35270. How do you prevent sewer backup when the city lift station shuts down from a power outage, Lars? Any suggestions, any ideas?
You know, the one thing you should do to be completely sure is to have a backwater valve installed. A backwater valve is a one-way valve allowing sewer to escape from your house, but if it were to back up from the street, then it won't be able to. It just goes one way. You can have installed like manual valves. That's almost like a flap that opens when the sewer goes out and then it shuts. That was the automatic valve. And you can have a manual valve too, where you basically just push a handle down to close it completely. That's really the best way to deal with that. If you don't have that and live in an older neighborhood, you're exposing yourself to some risk.
Very good. Lars, if anybody has any further questions, I know you're very receptive over there at Nordic Companies, Inc. What would be the best way to get a hold of you?
You can give us a call at 701-566-1446 or visit our Facebook page. We have this really awesome video on the top of our Facebook page right now of the worst foundation we have ever seen. And if the worst foundation we have ever seen is going to be the worst one you've ever seen as well. So go check that out.
Very good. And there's more questions popping in, so we'll track them your way. We appreciate your time this morning, Lars, and all of our interviews, our podcasts on KFGO.com. You can go back and revisit them. You have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
You bet. That's Lars Knobloch of Nordic Companies, Inc. He is a home inspector joining us here on the KFGO Morning Crew. He joins us every Tuesday at 6:40 to answer your home questions.